Yeah, it changed a bit from life from yesterday. You know, we thought it was going to be a really sort of placid wicket, not really much turn, and you know, just sort of whether it's divoted a bit or there's a bit of moisture overnight or what it was, but it's definitely been consistent throughout the day. You know, our seam has found a lot tonight, and you know, whereas yesterday we didn't find anything really. So you know, it's actually quite good that the game's moving forward in that direction.
That seemed to be the suspicion of Lewis Gregory about the divots, that perhaps that's what caused it. You got one that kept low, pretty unplayable, and then two balls later, the skipper got one that climbed and moved away from him.
Yeah, look, I think the conditions as well today, it was pretty much overcast the whole day. They didn't really see the sun, so whether that played a part in it, basically recreating twilight the whole day, might have been an issue, might have been a reason, because it definitely, you know, from the morning, their bowlers, their two seamers, you know, he did a fantastic job with only being two seamers, but, you know, they seemed to find a lot, and they seemed to swing the ball a lot, whereas yesterday we couldn't get one ball to swing, you know, and not one ball to move with the straight. So, you know, whether it's the divots, whether it was the conditions today, whether it was the recreation of the twilight being sort of casty all day and the lights been on a little bit earlier, you know, whatever it is, it's been actually been good for cricket.
What about the divots for tomorrow? I mean, Middlesex are facing 300 chase. Any chance of it flattening out, giving the bats some help tomorrow?
You always hope so. If the sun's out, it's always a little bit different. I think if we can get to that twilight period, maybe two or three down, and manage to get through the twilight and the evening session, you know, needing 50 or 60 or 70 runs to win the next day, if we manage to bowl these guys out, then, you know, if you've got four guys left batting during the day, there's you know, every chance that you could win it.
It was the mark of Middlesex last year, wasn't it? All the fightbacks, various positions of difficulty, but came back time and time again. And I guess that'll be, even if it's not a victory in this Champions match, at least making sure that fight's shown again.
Definitely, you know, I think we pride ourselves on that. We pride ourselves in being hard to beat, which is sort of, I wouldn't say our mantra or our motto, but it's something that we as players take really seriously. So if a team does beat us, you know, we want them to walk away thinking that they've actually played the best cricket to win the game. So we'll be doing everything in our power to win this game, and if it does end up that we lose it, it'll be a hard-fought loss.